Hi everybody, this is Isaac from IlluminatiWatcher.com, and you are listening to the Conspiracy Theories, an Unpopular Culture podcast. We're not going to get into the housekeeping aspects on today's show, because I am on a limited time crunch. I've run out of bandwidth for the month on podcasting. So, obviously, today we are going to talk about this shooter from Santa Fe. We've got a lot of symbolism to consider. The mainstream media is absolutely not covering the elements that I'm going to cover today about the occult symbolism that this young man has been putting out on social media, the things he's been saying, the symbols and sigils he's been wearing. And as far as I know, nobody's talking about this, so that's why I wanted to hurry up and try to squeeze out this last little mini podcast for you guys, because I want to get into some of the symbolism and how it relates to the occult theories that we've been exploring so much in the last few years. I already talked about this Freemason guy who broke up the mythology of the MAGA hat man on my website. You can see the article and video on IlluminatiWatcher.com, as well as YouTube. I've got a video of it. And then obviously there's the other discussions we could have about the significance of this shooting, Second Amendment, First Amendment, so on and so forth, but I've already talked about those. So we're going to move on. We're going to focus in a little bit more on the symbolism of this guy, Dimitrios Padordis, which apparently he attended a Greek Orthodox church, which saddens my heart because that is one of my people then, right? Obviously, I don't claim this guy, and he's not representative or typical of the Greek Orthodox community. Obviously, this is not a teaching of the church, but, in fact, that has no bearing. Why am I even talking about it, right? But because I think we need to understand these mentally ill people that do this kind of stuff. I know people say we shouldn't talk about the shooter, we should talk about the victims, but, like, I think we need to understand what's happening in this country, why this keeps recurring. But again, conversation for another day, another time. We're going to talk about this kid. He wore a shirt that said Born to Kill, and he also wore this trench coat that we saw on Facebook, this trench coat that had many occult and World War II pins on it. Now, he labeled it with a caption. It said, "Hammer and sickle equals rebellion, rising sun equals kamikaze tactics, iron cross equals bravery, Baphomet equals evil, Cthulhu equals power." Now, it's very curious. And then, in fact, if you read through, I've combed through many articles on this guy. There was a student who told KPRC News that the Pagordis wore this trench coat every day. All right. Now, when I think of that, when I hear this, we can look to the idea of sigils and symbols and their power that they hold. Many people don't think that these symbols that we see from, you know, Jay-Z doing the all-seeing eye thing or the triangle, people don't think this means anything, but it really does. In terms of the ritual magic, the triangle is representative of the triangle of manifestation. It also is what they conjure the spirits into, okay? Now, obviously he's not doing the Jay-Z triangle, the rock diamond, whatever, but he does have this trench coat with the symbols on it that are very curious. First, let's talk about this Born to Kill t-shirt he had. He wore this shirt, and I think there's mixed stories of what I've read online. From what I read, this is actually what he was wearing when he went in and shot the school and killed all those people. But the Born to Kill phrase, you could see that in Full Metal Jacket. When Joker Man wears that on his helmet, he writes it on his helmet. But he's also wearing a peace pin, which is a subject of the film. Stanley Kubrick, a very great film director, obviously. I've got a whole book and video about the Kubrick's code, going through all of his films. We break down The Shining, Clockwork Orange, Eyes Wide Shut. And, of course, 2001 Space Odyssey, that's the one that kicked it off with the Illuminati evolution of consciousness. But I didn't go into Full Metal Jacket, but I've seen it many, many times. The idea is Joker Man, he has the duality aspects. Born to Kill as the Marine, but then he has the peace sign. It's the duality of man. And in Demetrios's social media feeds, you see him wearing a hat with a peace pin on it as well. So he's got the shirt Born to Kill, the hat with the peace pin, obviously analogous to Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket. Now, like I said before, Kubrick, very aware of the big agenda, the Illuminati, if we want to call them that. And he was trying to demonstrate their different ideas through various films. Duality, obviously, very important in terms of Freemasonry, with the black and white checkered floors, the Moses pavement. We've seen this in many music videos. I recently had an analysis of Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer 50-minute feature film. And we saw the black and white symbolism throughout. Now, another idea is that the peace sign represents Typhon or Nodens or this, beast from the abyss. Because that is what the peace sign with the the V sign, that's what Crowley told Winston Churchill to use to battle the solar forces of the Nazi party. And if you look at the peace sign, its origins come from different runes of Viking lore or whatever. And some connect this through a sort of string of things to Nodens or Typhon from the abyss. And again, it doesn't matter. The details of this don't matter necessarily. It's the idea that these symbols and sigils talk to another dimension and entities that exist in this other dimension. That's what I'm concerned with right now. Now, people are, and I'm going to come back to that in just one second, but this Demetrios guy, he is being aligned with sort of alt-right white nationalist people right now. And is that part of the big agenda to deceive us? I don't know. Obviously, I don't trust mainstream media. I also don't trust, InfoWars. In fact, I went to InfoWars looking for kind of the dark underbelly of conspiracy because I don't frequent Alex Jones's website. But I used to back in the day. And when I went on there, I couldn't help but notice it's loaded down with it's like a right-wing news site now. I don't know if people realize this. If you followed Alex Jones over the years, maybe it's kind of like having the frog in the pot. They start turning the water up on you, and before you know it, you're boiling. But I jumped into the water when it was boiling, and I saw his website, and I thought, holy crap, this guy went to full right-wing propaganda or something, man. It's crazy. But anyways, he doesn't really talk much about the shooting, but in the past, I made that article and video about Donald Trump and Pepe the Frog and the meme magic. And if you're not familiar with that, I'll try to break it down very quickly. But Pepe the Frog got kind of co-signed by the alt-right, and they used it on websites like 4chan to project symbolism and energy into Donald Trump's campaign. So much so that some people claim that the powers of the symbol of Pepe the Frog created a vortex of energy, and they call it meme magic. Meme coming from the word memetics. Richard Dawkins came up with that. And it's this idea that energy can be contained in symbols or sigils. So, you've got all this kind of swirling information right now, okay? They're saying Demetrios is more of the right-winger type, which ties into Pepe and meme magic, and then he's wearing the peace sign and the Born to Kill stuff. And then you look at this thing, if you take a step back and say, well, maybe this guy is a follower on some levels of occult theories, which again, occultists aren't trying to shoot up schools full of children, but I think some people are disturbed and they get into this stuff and they start using their practices for the wrong reasons. And some even claim that these school shootings and the death of all these children is a planned sacrifice to Moloch. I don't know how much I believe that. It's possible. Anything's possible. But I don't buy into that too much because I haven't seen a lot about that. They would claim that Demetrios was MKUltra mind-controlled, sort of like Manchurian Candidate to go do this. I don't know. That's kind of a stretch. But that's one of the theories floating out there right now. So I'm kind of surprised at how quiet things are really right now, because typically the school shootings, the conspiracy community is in a flurry of different ideas of crisis actors and fake news and all this stuff. And it doesn't seem to necessarily be that right now. Now, I want to talk about, I want to revisit this Typhon Nodens idea, because he says Cthulhu equals power, okay? Now, Cthulhu is obviously from H.P. Lovecraft's mythology stories about this sort of like creature, this octopus looking thing from the abyss. And we can see it in Kenneth Grant's Magical Revival book. There's a section he talks about the Great Cthulhu, you know, dead but dreaming. That's kind of taken from Lovecraft's novels. And it's the primal sleep. And they think that Cthulhu is like a ancestor to the Great Ones. This is an alien race. And in the Typhonian Ordo Templi Orientis, that's like a magical group that is an offshoot of Crowley's OTO, which was just ritual magic. They are focused on channeling these aliens into our dimension. Okay. And in Kenneth Grant's Magical Revival, he says, Pan is not dead, he liveth. And it's the idea that they are going to call upon this entity and bring it to fruition. Now, if you've read my book, The Dark Path, you know that I reference Peter Lavenda's book, The Dark Lord, because it's very important in understanding what's going on. In it, you can read more about H.P. Lovecraft, because he plays a very important element in this whole thing. But Lovecraft was always, he was talking about this race of aliens that colonized our planet at one time, and they'll come back. Now, Kenneth Grant, he believed that all religions have their origin in a single magical order that comes from the stars, not the earth. Because all these magicians, they always do this, you know, as above, so below stuff. It means they're talking to the cosmos, trying to work their energy from the universe into our world. It's the connection of the macrocosm to the microcosm. And then, and I realize I'm probably like, if you're not familiar with these topics, your head's probably spinning. In fact, you've probably turned this off by now, and I am deeply sorry. I don't have the time to go into this stuff as I normally do, but subscribe, stay tuned. I'll go deeper next month or whatever. On IlluminatiWatcher.com, I'll have more on this kind of stuff. But anyways, he talks about Baphomet equals evil, which is confusing to me because Baphomet, again, is symbolic of as above, so below. It's the alchemical process, the solve and coagula, to separate and bring together is what that means. And it's, again, all these ideas of sort of like duality, of reconciling opposites and going down the center path, the pillar of consciousness in Kabbalah, the tree of life, whatever. I mean, there's this stuff goes on and on and on and on. So when you see these themes, you can't help but notice that it's all connected. In Lovecraft's The Call of Cthulhu, he said, The sciences, each straining in its own direction, have hitherto harmed us little, but someday the piecing together of dissociated knowledge will open up such terrifying vistas of reality and our frightful position therein that we shall either go mad from the revelation or flee from the deadly light into the peace and safety of a new dark age. So could it be that this young man was deceived into practicing occult techniques? He was calling upon Cthulhu and Baphomet and all this kind of what seems odd, these weird sort of like Nazi communist ideas of the occult. Could it be that he was calling upon them and they drove him mad? It's very possible. I want you to subscribe to my podcast. You can go to IlluminatiWatcher.com for more. If you sign up for my Patreon feed, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, you'll get all the bonus content for all my podcasts and a free copy of that book I wrote, The Dark Path. That PDF download, you'll get it for free if you become a Tier 1 and up subscriber. And you will learn much more about Cthulhu, Lovecraft, the Dark Lord, all these topics that we've been talking about, ritual magic. And in that, the idea is that it's a beginner's guide for everyone to understand how all of this fits together in the world of entertainment and in the occult. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in another time or another dimension.